Espresso Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
And I am your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahl hyphen Holly.
Today.
This week.
This week.
This
is our.
Well, we got.
1 year anniversary.
1 year.
Of the Espresso Boys podcast.
So we got some really great things planned for y'all.
Yeah.
First things first, we got to check back in with some of our favorite guests. Do a little where are they now? And then we got a giveaway coming at you. We got the best ofs coming at you. We got all sorts of the fun things happening. So look forward to it.
Let's do a little business.
Yes, a little business.
We have our Patreon, patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. We have a bunch of different tiers there that you can donate at. In return, you get some kind of perk, whether that's get an episode out early, or if you do a high enough tier, we'll send out coffee, or if you do $15,000, we'll shave our heads. Different tiers like that, simple things. So go check us out there if you want to get involved that way. We do appreciate it very much, and it means the world to us.
Wow, that was a really good one, Caleb. Oh, man, you're really bad at those usually. You did it, man. I'm proud of you.
I got through it.
Social medias. We got a handful of them. We got Instagrams. We've got the Twitter. And that's, I guess, the only two. So if you want to go check those out, check it out at The Espresso Boys.
And the reason
we post some really great content on there, and the reason
you're going to want to check us out there this week and next week especially is because we're doing a giveaway. Brendan, tell us about what your dad's doing.
So for those of you who have not heard the news, my dad's an American hero.
Yes. Chuck Holly.
A few weeks ago, handful of weeks ago now at this point, my dad, going to work, being a normal human citizen of Oregon, he went and rescued a kitten. The details of that one basically are as follows. He was driving to work. People were driving over this thing in the road. As he got closer, he realized it was a kitten. Pulled over and got out of his car, stopped traffic to get this kitten out of the road, tried to get it out of the road. However, it was glued, and he basically saved the cat, and he took it home, posted about it on Facebook, only to share it with his close, like, 120 friends, and now, to this day, I believe his original post has, like, 950,000 likes, and something like 20-something thousand shares, or something like that. So anyways, because of all this, he took it as a really good opportunity. People were, like, sending him messages about how this story of kindness helped their day. Dude, he heard all these crazy stories about one guy even messaged him from like Russia or whatever and was basically telling him, like, I was very seriously considering ending my life. And just this little act of kindness, like, genuinely gave me hope in humanity kind of thing. It's been a wild experience for him, to say the least. And so what my dad has done is he has created a foundation, and you can find it at stickythekittyfoundation.org. And what this foundation does is it helps low-income families or people who have vet bills that they can't pay, and it actually helps them to pay for these bills. And so he does that. That foundation does that as well as just donation towards the SPCA and all these different animal shelters, that type of thing. All that to say, my dad wrote a children's book basically from the perspective of Sticky the kitten. And we decided that we're going to do a little giveaway on this special 1 year birthday of the Espresso Boys podcast, a giveaway that will include a copy of this exclusive book signed by my dad and Sticky the kitten. They're actually doing like a little paw print thing. It's kind of fun. Nice. And also, you know what, nice. Caleb, I feel like we should maybe throw a little LaCroix in there since they are unofficial sponsors.
For sure. And that's two people that win.
Caleb, why don't you tell the nice, sweet folks, how do they can enter such a contest such as this?
Yes, so it is going to be an Instagram contest. With that being said, you'll have to go to The Espresso Boys, give us a follow there. You're going to go to Sticky the Kitty 503, follow them, And then we will post a picture on our Instagram. If you repost that onto your story, you'll be entered in to win. If you take that picture and actually do an actual Instagram post, you'll be entered in a second time. So your name will be in the drawing two times. And then on December 31st, that is a Monday, when that episode comes out, we'll announce the winner.
And that's going to be a really good introduction for your new year. I think that's going to set you off on the right foot.
Yeah. So you'll win a Collie and Sticky the Kitty, a box of LaCroix, and we're going to throw some Espresso Boys stickers in there as well.
So anyways, yeah. Get involved in that. You can go check that out again at the Espresso Boys Instagram page, Sticky Kitty 503, and all these good stuff.
Also,
yeah, you can go to Sticky. You'll find it on the Instagram page, Sticky the Kitty 503 Instagram page. They have a link to stickythekittyfoundation.org where you can go and, donate to that, to the cause that they are fighting. So, yeah, go check that out.
Yeah. And that's not part of the contest, but...
Not part of the contest, but why not? Anyway. Why not go give to a little charity such as that?
Yeah. Also, last thing, if they don't win the contest and they want to buy the book, do you know
absolutely.
Where that will be?
Absolutely, you can go to stickythekittyfoundation.org. And by the time the giveaway is over, I believe it's going to be open to the public. Right now, they're still in like pre-sale mode. So you might be able to... we might be getting it out before pre-sale mode ends. You might be getting a little early access. If not, you'll be getting it right when like the general public is able to. So either way, it's going to be just the right timing for you.
Perfect.
Shall we go to our first event of the evening?
Yes. We're going to do Where Are They Now? We're going to call three past guests that we've had on the show. And we're just going to see where they're at now. We're going to call Rich Harris, Matt Sefik, and Dylan Baker. Two things I realized, though, is that Rich and Matt, they were on before we gave nicknames.
Oh,
so we're going to give them a nickname
as
well. Yeah, but we do have the paper boy.
The one, the only paper boy.
Yeah, so let me call them up.
Yeah, so I've got... the mechanic who doesn't really know what he's talking about.
This is the best.
But he just kind of owns it.
Yes.
So, you know, somebody comes in, and it really helps that I actually don't know anything about cars. So
it really adds to the whole.
It really adds to the show. Authenticity of the character. And what I try to do with him is I try to make him give detailed synopsis of what the problem is from a technical standpoint and just make them as long as I possibly can before I run out of things to say. So I don't know. Let's see. So like somebody comes in and brings their car and it has an issue. He goes, yeah, it looks like what you get here is a blasted rotary spark proctor. So no big deal. I mean, all it's going to take is a little bit of wind fluid into the spark tube gyrator.
All right, so we have Rich Harris on the phone right now. He is a past guest. I think he was the second guest we ever had. I think that's right. But, so first off, Rich, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And so we just want to ask you, since you were on the Espresso Boys podcast, how has your life changed?
Oh, man. In pretty much every way.
Yeah, that's what we expected.
Let me tell you something. First of all, my wife is more attracted to me.
Hey, let's go.
we've had another baby since then.
So she's very way more attracted to you.
Totally. So much more. I grew 2 inches taller and finally like crossed that 6 foot tall mark.
Did you actually?
Wow.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh! That'd have been so awesome.
Second puberty hit him. So.
The other two things are true that I said. That's all true.
Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
So we realized that since you are our second guest, we started something afterwards where we would give all of our guests an Espresso Boy's name. For instance, like Brandon's the bad boy, Espresso Boy, I'm the cute boy, Dylan Baker's the paper boy, but we never gave you one. So we wanted to dub you with an Espresso Boy's name right now. Now this is a group effort. We think about who you are as a person and what you mean to us, and we figure out that name. So first off, I think you're a musician, obviously, so we could do something with that.
Okay.
A father of three now.
You were the first father we had, so you could be a founding father.
Awesome.
Just some options.
I think, honestly, I like founding father a lot, Rich. If you can get behind that, I feel like that has a nice ring to it. Really kind of, you know, rolls off the tongue.
We did, like... not impressions, but like characters, right?
Oh, when I was on. That's true.
Maybe there's something from that angle. Or we could just throw it all out, and since you called me when I was making nachos, you could just make me Nacho Boy.
Nacho Boy, Espresso Boy it is. Like done.
I like that one. I feel like that one really actually sums up my personality pretty well.
Yeah, that's a great one. I'm a big fan of that one. So I think if it's safe to say in the group here, Nacho Boy, Espresso Boy it is.
Look, I'm just saying, if Daddy Boy's already taken, I would be proud to be Nacho Boy.
Proud to be Nacho Boy, you shall.
Such a great honor. And, you know, it took a lot of teamwork to get here. So I want to thank the team. You got to get out there. You got to give it 110%. You want to win. You play to win. It's all about good coaching. It's all about good teamwork. You got to have a good mentality. You know, you do it for the fans. So I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm Nacho Boy.
Nacho Boy, welcome to the club. You always been here, but now we can finally introduce you.
Rich, thank you so much for being a guest on our show.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, it's been a while. So, I'm just saying, now that I have an honorary name, I can come back if you want me to.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not gonna be desperate here or anything.
Consider it an invite. We shall make it very...
please take me back.
All right, Rich.
We love you so much. I personally love you so much. And I'm glad I got to hear your sweet voice.
Likewise. The feeling is definitely mutual.
Good. All right, Rich. Bye-bye, Richard. Nacho Boy, Espresso Boy.
See you, boys.
You don't need sleep on your last
I would
day.
Find out where Danny DeVito lives. Here's the truth. You have an infinite amount of money, right? So I knock on the door. I have a briefcase full of $1 billion. Yeah. I'm like, hey, listen, just for today, could you follow me around and just kind of narrate my life? And he'd be like, no, of course. But I'd be like, listen, I have $1 billion.
Yeah,
and
legally.
Legally. Right?
You are legally bound.
I mean, like, he doesn't agree for $1 billion, $2 billion, whatever. Money's not an option here, right?
All right. Matt, are you there?
I'm there.
What's up, Matt?
Nothing much. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. You're on the Espresso Boys podcast right now.
Sweet.
Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
How has your life changed?
You know, honestly, the paparazzi's gotten a little out of hand.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I didn't think that it would have that much of an impact.
We did. Did we warn you? We warned you, didn't we? Or did that slip our heads?
I think it slipped your heads.
Gosh dang it.
Because I'm sick of all these nudes that are showing up on the internet. Of me.
Yeah, I don't know how those got out.
When I danced with my dog naked.
There's tons of, like, images. It's those ones where it's, like, the image, like, they catch the reflection of you, you know, doing what you would do naturally in the nude. But then it's, like, when they catch the reflection on the bowl. You know what I mean? Then, like, they zoom in on the bowl and they can see that naked body of yours, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I don't want to have to close my shades.
Sure.
And if I want to go on my roof and I want to dance naked with a dog that's not even my dog, I don't want that to get out to the public.
That's a prerogative. That's fair.
Yeah, I have a healthy relationship. And, I mean, just, gosh, what they say about just celebrities in general, it's true. It is hard. Now, I do love all the endorsements. LaCroix has been sending a check to me. What? On a regular basis.
What?
We haven't even gotten that sponsor yet.
What? Are you serious? Yeah. I get a check from LaCroix that says, the Espresso Boys, it's made out to you guys. And then at the bottom, it's just like, a, I don't know, like $3,000. That's
wait a
weekly basis.
Minute.
Whoa.
You guys don't, what are you? You guys
those royalty checks that we don't get?
You guys are missing out, man. Sick. All right.
Being a guest on the podcast is amazing.
Yeah, there are a lot of perks. The fame kind of gets out of hand, but overall, I'd say it's improved my living conditions.
Good.
Well, we're just glad we can facilitate that for you, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Matt, before we had you on, or rather after we had you on the show, we started dubbing people with titles, with, quote, title, at, or not at. Caleb, take it away. I can't explain it.
Yeah, for instance, I'm the cute boy espresso boy. Brandon's the bad boy espresso boy. Dylan Baker's the paper boy espresso boy. But we had you on before we... That was a tradition on our show. So with that being said, we'd love to dub you with a name.
All right. Did you guys already have one, or can I have a suggestion?
Yeah, we workshop it here. So if you have any ideas, I'd love to hear them.
So I did share a story about me throwing up, or my mom did at least. Yeah. So I think the throw up boy, espresso boy.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
I like that one. And let me share the story as well.
Please do.
So she shared that story about me throwing up. Let me just put the cherry on top in terms of my name and where I get it. So in about like ninth grade, I went to a camp. And it was a week-long camp trip, and we were going up to Georgia, and I lived in Florida at the time, so this was like a, you know, this was like a, you know, 15-hour drive.
Wow.
We drove through the night. Now, if you don't know me, I get car sick pretty easily, especially if I'm pulling an all-nighter, and I have a five-hour energy, because we all know that that's straight-up just pure acid.
Yeah, that's a recipe for throw-up.
Exactly. The recipe throw up. And so, I decided to, we had a breakfast at some spot that has a full on buffet, and I didn't go for the protein. I didn't go for anything. I went for the cantaloupe, which we all know is absolutely delicious. And so anyway, we're driving there and we're probably about 3 or 4 hours away from the spot still. My best friend, Connor, sitting right next to me. And, there's a girl that's sitting in front of me, and I've been making jokes this whole time, and we're talking. And I'm the type of person who will make a joke that's obviously not true at all, but there's some sort of believability. Well, I felt like I was going to throw up, and she thought I was joking, and I threw up in my mouth, and my cheeks got wide. And she's like, no, you're not being serious. You're totally joking.
You were chipmunking your throw up.
Yo, there was cantaloupe in my cheeks. And so straight up, I'm like about to spew. And so all I have is a plastic water bottle. And I open it up. And I straight up like volcano into all over my jacket and into the cup. She's like, she can't handle it because it's straight up cantaloupe throw up. And my friend Connor, he was sleeping at the time. He wakes up and he's like, dude, is that throw up? And I'm like, dude, no. And he's like, oh, okay. And he goes back to sleep.
No way.
Cantaloupe Throw Up is my favorite 1980s metal band.
All their hits are great. Yeah, Up Truck Boy. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm game for that.
All right, Up Truck Boy it is.
That's how I feel. But anyway, thank you guys for just the, you know, I was sponsored by Cantaloupe as well. I get a check from them as well.
I can only imagine the amount of sponsors you're going to get after this.
Yeah. I know. It's exciting. I can't wait.
I dare say not fair, but I'm just, you know, I'll just hide that bitterness.
We're not bitter yet.
That's fine. Matt, thank you so much for all that you've done for the Espresso Boys podcast. Thank you so much for your throw up, because without it, we would not have great stories to tell. And for that, we love you. And we decided to end on what was the title?
Up Truck Boy.
Up Truck Boy, Espresso Boy.
Up Truck Boy, yeah.
We love you.
I keep saying Up Truck Boy, Up Truck.
Up Truck. Up Truck. The Up Truck Boy, Espresso Boy. The one, the only, the Matthew Sevick, the first guest we ever had on the Espresso Boys podcast. We love you. We thank you. God bless
you.
I was like 13 years old, and for like 3 weeks, my mom would tell me, you need to clean your room.
Yeah.
And I would go in there like every 13-year-old, and I would just kick stuff around, put it under the bed, and throw it in the closet, whatever. And there was one Wednesday night, I was going to church, and I was like, all right, Mom, I'm taking off. She was like, before you go, I want you to clean your room. And I was like, good. So I went into my room and did the same thing, threw some stuff under my bed, put it in a closet, left. Mm-hmm. And I came home that night, and I went to my room. First off, I opened the door. My mom was sitting in the front room,
that's
solo.
The worst. Yeah.
Just waiting. And I was like, that's weird. So I walk into my room, and I had like bunk beds. I had like an entertainment little area in my room and stuff like that. And I walk in my room, and I open the door, and my room is completely empty. Like perfectly vacuumed, and all that was in my room was a twin mattress on the floor, like nice and tucked in, and a Bible next to my bed. And so I put my stuff down, and I went in back into the living room. My mom was creepishly sitting under a spotlight, and I was like, Mom, where's all my stuff? And she said, oh, I cleaned your room for you. And I was like, all right, but where's my stuff? And she goes, oh, you don't like the way I clean your room? And I was like, no, I mean, where's all my stuff? And she said, I told you for 3 weeks to clean your room, and you still haven't done it. I took everything out of your room, and I threw it in the backyard. Sprinklers come on in 20 minutes. You better go pick it up. And I went into the backyard, and no lie, dude, I had, like, socks in bushes. Like, I was out there at, like, 10 o'clock at night picking up screws out of the grass to, like, clean up my room.
Hello.
Hello.
D Money.
Is this Donald Trump?
This is Donald Trump. In
is
the
this?
Voice. Not in the flesh. In the voice.
It sounds a little bit like a guy I know. Danny DeVito. You ever heard of him?
You ever heard of that guy? Wait a minute. Yeah.
You know Danny?
We know Danny. You ever heard of that We're guy? Close friends with Danny DeVito.
Friend of the podcast.
Oh, no.
We're calling him next.
Really close friends with him.
Dylan,
what's up?
First off, we want to just thank you. We know your schedule's busy. You got lots of stuff going on. You're a pretty popular guy.
I'm hobnobbing with the D's and E's, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? thank you for joining the Expressive Voice podcast. We just got off the phone with Rich and Matthew, and we gave them their official Expressive Boys title, but I believe
they're
all right. They're fine.
They're doing all right.
They're fine. They're fine. I just don't want to go much more than that. You know what I mean? Okay. Like they're fine. So I believe were you the first one to actually get a Expressive Boys title? Is that right, Matt and Caleb?
I think so.
I think I gave it to myself.
You set this trend in motion.
All right.
Yeah, we just gave these two boys their title because they were our first two guests, I believe. And then, you know, all of this, we wanted to end it on that sweet, sweet note, coming straight back to our Paperboy Expressive Boy, the one true homie, the heroes of heroes, the men of men, the legends of legends. That's who you are, the Paperboy Expressive Boy. And we have one big question to ask you. How has the Expresso Boys changed your life?
Oh, man. You know, before I was on the Expresso Boys, I was amazing, right?
Yeah.
And we all know that.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right, yeah.
After, I'm doing incredible.
Okay. I mean, is that better than amazing?
I think so.
Okay.
Like, man, I got deals all over the place. I was telling Cute Boy the other day that they started calling me Millie Boy.
Who
for,
did?
Like, millions. Oh, you know they.
They. Got it.
Those folks.
Them.
He ascended. He ascended from Paperboy to Millie Boy.
Millie Boy. There it is.
Millie Dilly.
Okay.
Millie Dilly.
Let me ask you this, Dylan. Since you've been on the Expressive Boys, have you made more money?
Dude, you know what? I have.
See?
I actually have.
That's what I'm saying. Now, does that have anything to do with the fact that your career is, sure, it's just progressing naturally and you're killing it in the real estate game and you're obviously going to make more money the more successful you become? Sure. But I think a lot of that really has to do with the fact that you were on our podcast, right?
Yeah. It was those Instagram shout outs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I get so many people that call me and they're like, you were on the Espresso Boys, right? Whatever your name was, but the cute boy and the bad boy, man, they really like you. So, you know, we got to use you. And
that's
All right, I guess, you know.
Now I know that Dylan, I'm just going to just say that from personal phone call records, you're a fan of the Espresso Boys by way of commute, in that heavy, heavy traffic. Is that correct?
Oh, dude, you know what's so funny is I'm actually driving in traffic right now.
Perfect.
Ooh, full circle.
So would you say, let's just say you're the doctor, all of our listeners are your patients. Would you prescribe to them a healthy dose of the Espresso Boys when commuting?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I got pulled over just the other day. Then the cop looked at me and was like, why aren't you listening to the Espresso Boys? And I was like, you know what? That's why I was speeding. Because I wasn't listening.
There you go. Because you weren't focused. You didn't have you weren't in your mode, like that kind of like zen like mode.
Oh yeah.
There's your problem.
In the zone.
Okay. Well, good. Well, then that's what we need to hear.
Dylan,
I tell you what. Yeah.
I do believe when you were on our episode, when you were on the Espresso Boys, you had just proposed to your then girlfriend. So I do want to make it public. You're now married. Is that correct? That went through.
Stuff. Actually, we are on our way to go to a photo shoot from some Instagram photographer. Yeah. You want to talk to her? You
want
to put her on?
Oh, no, does she want to talk? Maybe she just give us a little quick little hello. How you doing?
Does she get to have an opinion or does she just do whatever we say?
She gets to have all the opinions, okay? We're not, listen, I called Caleb a bigot many times on this podcast. We're not going to have it.
Yeah.
All right. One second.
There's only room for one bigot.
I'll transfer over. Cassie, line one is on for you. One second.
Hey, is this Brandon?
Yeah, it is. How you doing, Cassie?
I'm famous now. That's what I am.
That's what you are. You are a famous, famous person. I believe you are now officially the second person on the Espresso Boys, the second female on the Espresso Boys podcast. And you already know Dylan's the money boy, Espresso Boy. I'm the bad boy, Caleb's key boy. If you could dub yourself with any title that you ever wanted, what would you want your title to be on the Espresso Boys podcast?
What in the world? This is so on the spot.
There's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
No pressure.
I'd just be the ginger girl. That's pretty straightforward, you know? Got the red hair.
Okay.
Ginger girl.
Ginger girl Espresso Boy.
I can't say ginger girl Espresso Boy because I'm not a boy. I can't be an Espresso Boy.
The ginger girl is set in stone. That's what you are forever and always. And you should really feel a special sort of way because you are, again, the second female to be on our podcast.
Well, I'm honored. I'm so honored. This is like one of the most amazing moments of my life. It's my highlight.
This is a highlight.
Do I get my award? Is this like, do I get an award?
Yeah, we're mailing it. We're mailing it.
Should I be expecting something? Okay, good.
Yeah, we're going to be mailing that for sure.
I'm expecting to be kind of like a Dundee, you know, like, and should have my name engraved, and looking forward to that.
A bowling icon on it. We got you covered. Yeah, yes. It's in the mail. Don't you worry about that.
Okay.
If you don't receive it for a while, just go ahead and reach out to Caleb. He'll get that taken care of.
Was he the cute boy?
He's the cute boy, yep. He's the cute boy. I'm the bad boy. It's kind of obvious. A little bit, you know.
What was Dylan again? Money something?
He's the paper boy.
Paper boy, obviously.
But he also is the Millie boy. Like, that's part of his other title.
All right, Millie boy, back to you.
So obviously you're not going to be able to top her ever. So
best
ginger
of luck,
girl boy.
Best
ginger
of luck,
girl boy, Espresso boy, girl.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the Espresso Boys podcast. You guys are game changers, the world makers, life breakers, all the things that rhyme.
I got one thing that's been burning in my heart. That I would like to throw as a topic. You can use it. You don't have to use it.
Okay.
But I was driving the other day, obviously in traffic, and I saw a animal control officer who was also wearing a bulletproof vest.
Huh.
And I was wondering, what in the world is he wearing a bulletproof vest for? So maybe you guys can figure that out.
That is a very good question.
We'll get to the bottom of that for sure.
Yeah. I need to know. All right. Well, guys, you've been amazing to me.
Thank you so much to the both of yous. Have a really great photo shoot. And
hopefully we don't get murdered out here.
Well, that's not a guarantee, but that's kind of the gamble you take for beauty. Am I right?
That's right.
All right, Dylan and Cassie, we love you so much.
Bye-bye.
Drive safe. Over the year, we've had a lot of fun episodes, and I just wanted to go through and pick out some of our favorites. Caleb, what's a moment that shines for you?
In my freshman year, I took a French class because you had to take a language. And proud to say, I failed that class with what the teacher told me is the lowest grade she's ever seen. I ended with, in the whole class, my final grade for the semester was a 19.5%.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, did you obviously didn't try.
No, I didn't.
Right.
But also I have proof that she didn't like me and graded me differently. Because, and this might sound bad, but during a test, I cheated off this girl next to me.
Good.
Copy for copy, answer for answer, 100% the same test.
Yeah.
And I got way lower score than she did.
You think maybe she caught on?
Like, no, but she would have said something. She definitely would have said something.
Okay, right. But I'm saying, like, so let me hit you with some thoughts here. Let's talk
Miss
about
Oates?
It. Miss Oates. Let's talk about Miss Oates. So do you think Miss Oates was looking at Caleb with a 19.5. I'm sorry. I got to
get
I'll give you what you got. 19.5% grade. You think she looked at this test that Caleb magically hit 100 on and she said, he's pulling it together.
But don't you think she would have said something and not just graded it?
I wouldn't have. I'd have been like, homeboy thinks I'm dumb. Like, let me mess with his brain a little bit.
So, but then the thing about that is it's catch 22 because you can't say, I know you graded me harder because I cheated. Like, right. I can't do anything with that information.
What could you possibly do in that situation? You can't do anything. Yeah. She won. Maybe she's a genius.
Yeah. She probably was watching me the whole time, just cheating off.
Doing it again.
What'd you get for number four? Psst. Look at me. What did you get for number four?
Brandon, over the year, we've had a lot of great episodes. We've also had a lot of bad episodes.
Yep, that's fair.
But I think the good about equals out the bad.
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty average.
With that being said, we've had a lot of good times. Brandon, what times stick out to you the most on this podcast?
I would say if I had to narrow it down, my favorite was when we first got sponsored.
Are you talking about Dennis?
Dennis Rockman of the Detroit Fix and Sheetrock Installation Company.
You know what all the kids are asking for this Christmas, right? You guessed it. Dennis Rockman, founder of Detroit Fix and Sheetrock Installation Company. They want some good sheetrock installed in their home by the one and only Dennis Rockman. Let me share a little bit about his company with you. I've been in touch with Dennis Rockman a lot, founder of the Detroit Fix and Sheetrock Installation Company, this week, just kind of getting a little idea of what his company is about. Dennis Rockman, founder of the Detroit Fix and Sheetrock Installation Company. This is the guy that we want to partner with. Guess where he was founded? Guess where the Dennis Rockman Detroit Fix and Sheetrock Installation Company was founded?
Maryland.
You guessed it, Cincinnati.
Oh.
Dennis Rockman and his team of sheetrock installation specialists have been slam dunking the competition for over the past 4 years.
The past four years.
Wow.
This is the script he gave me. We trust Dennis Rockman, founder of the Detroit Fix and Sheetrock Installation Company. So this is the script he gives me. This is the script we're going to read. Founded in Cincinnati, as you can all imagine. He's been slam dunking the competition.
Yeah.
Over the last past 14 years. Did I say 14?
You said four.
4 years. Ago. I'm sorry. That was my bad. I shouldn't have said that for Dennis Rockman, founder of the Detroit Fix and Sheetrock Installation Company. For a set For a set of trusted hands that get the job done right, Dennis Rockman would say to you, pass the sheet, Rock.
I'm sorry. What's his name again?
It's Dennis Rockman, founder of the Detroit Fix in Chicago.
Sorry, go ahead.
Dennis. So for a set of trusted hands that get the job done right, Dennis Rockman would say to you, pass the sheet, Rock. Pass the sheet, Rock. Pass the sheet, Rock. To Dennis Rockman. So he can lay it up for the buzzer-beating win in your home today. For more information on an accurate quote, you can just head right on over to the real DennisRockman.com. And again, that's a sponsor from Dennis Rockman, founder of the Detroit Fix and Sheetrock.
Do you have any promo codes? Company.
Promo code is get that rock, pass me the rock so I can lay it up. So
for what do we?
40? You get 4% off any installation.
Sweet.
So
all 4%.
Yep. If you type in get that rock, pass it for the layup, you get 4% off any sheetrock installation, right from Dennis Rockman, founder of the Detroit Fix and Sheetrock Installation Company. They're from Cincinnati, but they're happy to drive out to you. They need business. They've been slam dunking on their competition for the last 4 years, but they're ready to lay it up in your home.
If I had to narrow it down even further, Caleb, I'd say another sweet, sweet moment for us was the episode that lost us all of our listeners, and that would be the episode in which we did our impressions.
I mean, it was fun.
It was bittersweet.
The fans hated it, but we did it twice. Hated so. It.
The fans,
we hear you, and we did it again.
First one, Barack Obama.
We got the people, and we're
right,
gonna
next one, Jimmy Fallon.
All right, so good. Okay, all right, so good.
Chris Rock.
You got two tiny.
Thank you so much for listening to not only this episode of the Espresso Boys podcast, but every episode or most of the episodes or a few of the episodes of the Espresso Boys podcast over the last year.
The whole year, people.
We really do appreciate it. And we did post a good video on our Instagram.
Yeah.
That got taken down. But if you do want to watch it, I posted it on our Twitter. I'm actually very proud of this video, but Instagram copyright won't let us post it.
Warner Bros. Took it down, which... Yeah. I should be offended, but at the same time, I'm flattered that we got noticed finally.
Finally, that's the biggest break we've had so far.
Yeah.
Getting copyright striked by Warner Bros. don't forget to go check out the contest on our Instagram to win one of two copies, signed copies of Brandon's dad's book. What's it called?
Sticky the Kitten.
Sticky the Kitten, along with some LaCroix and stickers. Leveled out of living is the mission accomplished. Don't expect to get it without wetting the bomb pit. Sweat these fools, it's America's game. Pick us out on the fence. Try kicking me out the country is a line of defense. See me, I'm from the country and I'm proud of my ends. And even though you try some of you ain't shrouding the tent. I'm just a man with a vision in a tunnel with him. Been trying to shoot the light bulb because they thought I was twitching. Got a few ideas, wrote them down on the list. Let me say them now before I forget. I just want to be.